my prayer that we just continue to increase and increase and walk into more of that as we journey together. And I'm going to reference a little bit of what Jackie talked about last week, just in a few parts of my message in regards to being a spiritual community. And I just think that's so key for us, is that we're not just here as a club, we're not just here as a group that gathers regularly, but that we're actually here as a spiritual community that is entering into something that we haven't seen before. And so I just believe that as we journey together, that needs to be a key part of what we do, is that we encounter God, that we enter into healing and seeing his miracles take place, and that we're opening our hearts to more of what he's got for us. Let's pray. God, may your spirit reveal truth to us this morning. Open our minds to something new and greater of you, and I pray that, God, you would increase our expectation for what you do in and through us. Thank you for your grace. Amen. All right. So I'm going to attempt a wee bit of technology because I think I said last time I was speaking, which was the first time. So, hey, here we go, second time going. So we've got wireless things, we've got buttons, we've got paper. It's good. So awesome. There we go. Kapiti Impact Church. So we're a vibrant church of influence and increase in Kapiti and the world beyond. You know, this is our vision statement as a church. It's at any given time a great measuring stick for how we're actually doing with the purpose that God's given us as a spiritual community. It's a good measuring stick for how aligned we are and if we're actually on the right path. So if as a group of people we're very dull, lacking influence and not really leaving a godly mark on the world, then we're not really fulfilling the vision that God has for us. I think it's important to have some groundwork to actually enter in to growing in our vision. And a huge part of journeying this well is understanding that the things that influence us actually have a big effect on how we can influence. So today I want to unpack that idea of influence and encourage us that we need to be influenced to influence. So what is influence and why does it matter? So influence is the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of something or someone or something, or the effect itself. Influence determines our preferences, decisions, and in a large way, our personalities. Influence is why we have different genres of music, different groups of churches or different styles of churches, different fashion, different food, different hobbies, different life agendas. So essentially, influence affects everyone and everything, and often subconsciously. If we are reactive to our influences, we reduce the input that we have in determining the trajectory of our life's path. So the goal of this morning is to actually help create some of that framework for us to define and then refine the influences in our lives in order to ensure that we're on the trajectory towards Jesus. So what influenced Jesus? I mean, if our goal is to be towards Jesus and influence our world for Jesus, then Jesus is a good place to start. Yeah. Jesus was influenced by more than you'd actually initially expect. These influences didn't hold him back from fulfilling his perfect purpose here on earth and influencing the world with the good news, but instead actually enabled him to move strategically and influence the world as the true light of the world, both in his ancient culture as well as in our world today. So these influences don't detract from the effectiveness of the work of Jesus. The things that he was influenced by don't negate his perfect purpose and him fulfilling that. So just hear me today. So one thing that influenced Jesus, oh, we'll go back there, was family. So family, he was born to a loving mum who really knew that he was the Messiah. He also had God as his father and also a stepfather, Joseph, and then step-siblings. So anyone with step-siblings knows that has something that goes along with it. He was influenced by culture. So the culture of the day, you got Roman Empire, you got oppression, large divide between the rich and the poor, corrupt church system, wider Eastern cultures and beliefs. got religion, so the political stance of the church, Pharisees, study of scriptures, other rabbis teaching. There was two rabbis who were well debated at the time, Hillel and Shammai, and he brought clarity to their teaching. Wealth, there's some questions. Was Jesus' family wealthy? Was his ministry well-funded? I mean, money and wealth was a big topic of the day. You've got tax collectors, you've got this emphasis on that. Why don't we ask the question about how wealth actually influenced Jesus and his ministry? Prayer, I mean, prayer is a big one. I've got it in bold on my page. Jesus was one with the Father, and he only actually did what he saw the Father doing. He lived out the character of God through devoted prayer. Jesus was influenced by prophecies. Make sure I'm up to, yeah, good. So Isaiah 61, verse 1 to 2-ish, and Luke 4, 18 to 19 says, "The Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is on me because the Lord has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim freedom for the captives and release from darkness for prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." This was a prophecy spoken years before Jesus walked the earth, but he spoke this and he knew that that could influence who he was as a man. Identity, very similar. He gained his identity from prophecies and prophecies fulfilled. He also gained his identity from the encounters with the Father and a deep understanding of prayer. He understood himself as the Messiah, the Son of Man, the Son of God. He also had disciples, so his disciples would have influenced him. It's a small group discussions. You're doing life with this small collection of people. There's shared experiences. There's varying personalities in the group that you both have to deal with and get to enjoy. But they're doing life. Recognition of who he was also influenced Jesus. So both recognizing that he was the Messiah, but also not recognizing that he was the Messiah, had an influence on how he could or how he did walk. So he wasn't recognized as the Messiah in his hometown and didn't work healings and miracles amongst them because of their lack of faith. So when people did have faith, he could and he would heal them and forgive their sins. So recognition of who he was actually influenced how he outworked his purpose. Prayer is so important, I put it up there twice, and this time in caps. The faith of other people. Matthew 9 verse 2 says, "Some men brought to him a paralyzed man lying on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, 'Take heart, son, your sins are forgiven.'" So it wasn't the faith so much of the paralyzed man, but of his friends. And I think we've talked a lot about that, that actually led him to salvation and led Jesus to act and to heal him. The last one I've got here is compassion. Matthew 14, verse 14 says, "When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them and healed their sick." So compassion actually influenced Jesus's healing activity. It says often that Jesus was moved with compassion and he healed them. So this is by no means an extensive study on the influences of Jesus, but it is a start in exploring why Jesus did some of the things that he did and the way that he did them as well. So I'm kind of going through a few questions here, such as what influenced Jesus. Then we're going to go with how Jesus influenced the world, what influences us, how can we influence the world, and how can we grow to be more like Jesus and how we influence the world. So there's kind of this progression that we're going on. So I hope you can follow that. If there's too much content, just pick a piece and may God speak to you through it. So how did Jesus influence the world? So Jesus actually influenced the world through teaching. Jesus' teaching brought clarity and revelation to religion at the time. So there were current debates about theology and stances on daily issues and how to live. And Jesus, through his teaching, actually kind of was teaching his stories, his parables, his instruction. He showed what it meant to live a godly life. And he outworked the kingdom of heaven. That's not going to work for me. Healing and miracles. So Jesus actually manifests the power of God in a tangible way. He performed unexplainable miracles and released life to people through healing. Jesus showed what it meant for the supernatural to become natural. And he actually opened a way for greater spiritual encounters for everyone. but especially the poor, sick, and afflicted. So he just had such a big influence in that way. He grew his following through healing and miracles and signs and wonders. Another way that Jesus influenced the world was salvation. So Jesus frequently forgave sins and encouraged repentance. And that was even before his earthly sacrifice and resurrection. He showed what it meant to walk in freedom from slave drivers and oppression. Jesus also left his Holy Spirit. So the divinity of Christ remains with us and continues to influence the world through his Holy Spirit. So the next thing was what influences us. I won't relist all of the influences that Jesus faced, but we do share a lot of the same categories, such as family, wealth, religion, identity. Where there's different influences within those, the category remains the same. So we're going to look at a few. First one being culture. So culture captures the widely accepted values and norms of our society today. Culture tells us how our life should go in the eyes of the world and dictates the level of importance that we should put on certain things. Culture is all around us, and by understanding our culture better, we're able to pick and choose what we actually engage with in our culture and the influence that it has on us in the longer term. Next one I've got here is purpose. So what influences us? Purpose, our purpose. The reason we do the things that we do will always affect what we do and how we do it. Our agendas, goals, busyness, time, money, relationships, they're all influenced by the purposes that we actually have in life and how aligned we are to those purposes. So if we understand our God-given purpose, then we should seek to outwork it in every area of our lives. I reckon purpose should influence everything. Another thing that actually influences us is lack of faith. So both our own faith and the faith or lack of the people around us. So in his hometown, Jesus wasn't recognized as the Messiah and didn't outwork his power because of their faithlessness. In his ministry, he was very transient. He moved around a lot in order to fulfill his purpose. And I've just got a tough question for us. Are we stuck in a place or with people that hold us back from fulfilling our purpose through their lack of faith, influencing our faith? So are there groups, are there voices, are there influences that are around us that actually limit or bring down the level of faith that we're growing in? And what can we do about that? So how can we be influenced by the same things as Jesus? The first one that I've got here is spiritual community. So just as Jesus surrounded himself with his disciples, so we should be journeying with a close group of people. This is a little plug for life groups. The importance of shared experiences, questioning, discovery, and fellowship can't be emphasized enough. Our culture tells us to live individualistically, but the ways of Jesus actually show us community. So stay connected to the body. Get involved in a life group and hold each other accountable in our journey towards God. Within spiritual community, we can also be influenced by the faith of other people, the teaching that we hear, and also the prophetic. So you've got prophetic both written in scripture, just as Jesus referenced as well, of how we are to live in Christ and who we are called to be. But you've also got prophetic as a spoken rhema word from God, something that actually comes from God and can be passed on to you within a group. Another way that we can be influenced by the same things as Jesus is actually compassion. So compassion led Jesus to act in specific situations and helped fuel his outward flow of kindness. Growing in compassion for the need we see in the world will lead us to act. Another question, ask God to open your eyes to injustice and to give you wisdom to administer his power in a situation. This is, once again, the biggest one I've got, prayer. So a turning of the head in order to face the one who can bear the burden. We're not at this life alone. And I think we need to grow in our ability to seek God well and always be turning our head to him. So prayer gave Jesus strength, purpose, guidance, and actually spiritual refilling of his identity. And I love this, take note of this. Prayer is our eyes into the kingdom of heaven. Another way we can be influenced is actually Jesus himself. So Jesus brought clarity to a lot of the teachings or scriptures of his time, and therefore his teaching and the commentary of his teaching throughout scripture should be a filter for how we or how our view of God is actually influenced. And we do have one last question of today. I'm kind of racing through this, lots of stuff, but I hope you're getting something. Is how can we grow to influence the world in the same way that Jesus did? So the first one I've got here is favor. So these ones are all about growing. How can we actually enter more into this, not just stay where we are, not just be the same, not just grow at our own pace, but actually go, hey God, how can I grow in order to influence in the same ways that Jesus did? So favor, Proverbs 3, verse 1 to 4 says, my son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of God and man. So this idea of favor is actually key in order to influence those around us. If we don't have favor with both God and man, then we limit our ability to influence. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck and write them on the tablet of your heart. So in other words, live it on the inside, but be sure to make it very obvious on the outside that love is your priority and faith is your focus. Another way that we can grow in our influence is overcoming complacency. So put here, today's proaction is tomorrow's reaction. In my view, complacency is actually the enemy of influence. And by inspiring and motivating people towards life, we actually we actually extend our ability to influence as well as increase the scope that that influence has. So today's proaction is tomorrow's reaction. Jesus spent time in prayer, showing compassion, healing, and this actually allowed his reaction to always be that of heaven. For example, we see with the lady who had been bleeding for 12 years, she struggles through the crowd and reaches out, touch the corner of Jesus' garment. And power automatically leaves him and heals her. His reaction in a moment when he didn't, bear with me, he didn't have time to think, was that of heaven, to heal, to show compassion, because that's what he had been living out. I have another example of this. I haven't actually asked these guys if I can share it, but that's all right. It involves Lawrence. It might have been a year ago, Lawrence shared with us a testimony of God's healing power. And this was specifically when him and Bruce were out boating. They're putting the boat back on the trailer or something like that. Bruce slips and Bruce has a couple of knee injuries that he's been dealing with. And so Bruce slips, wedges his knee in between parts of the metal, which is horrible. Lawrence's instant reaction as he pulled him out of this situation was to pray. Hands on the knee, God, we just pray your healing into this knee. We ask Jesus that there'd be no pain and that God, you would lift him up, you would provide what he needs, whatever the prayer was. And the testimony of that was that even though Bruce had faced knee issues for quite a while, was that in this situation, there was no pain. In this situation where there should have been ripped skin and all this, God moved. And so we see that both Lawrence and Jesus, there you go. the ability for God to heal through both of them came from a proactive seeking of the ways in the heart of God. So if we're proactive about what influences us, instead of being complacent about where we are at, our preferred influences will become evident even when we don't have time to think. This is the first thing we go to. It's the kingdom. It's the ways of the kingdom. It's the power of God. Another way we can grow is by actually clarifying our purpose and increasing our faith. So these are just somewhat small changes that we can actually make today. So finding clarity in our purpose and taking steps towards implementing our purpose in various areas of our lives. Increasing our faith and expectation for God to move. An encouragement here is surround yourself with testimonies and teaching that actually speak of God moving, not just then and there, but here in our world today. In a tangible way, God can move, and that lifts our faith every day. Seek those things. Surround yourself with testimonies, with teaching that lift your faith. And one last thing I think kind of summarizes how we can actually grow and how we are influenced in order to influence well is a long-term vision. So by being influenced well, we will grow in our ability to influence well. It should be our goal to develop an ecosystem in our lives that actually cultivates influence. In other words, proactively being influenced by the ways of the kingdom and allowing our relationship with God to outwork itself here in the natural. This is something we need to work at, both daily but also in the long term. Something where we just catch ourselves when we're being influenced by something of the world. We go, no, that's not the kingdom. I'm not going to be influenced by that. I'm going to shift how I think, and I'm actually going to influence myself with the things of God so that that will be my reaction. So Romans 12 verse 2 says, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. So it is my conclusion. We're just past 11. Look at that. It's pretty good, pretty good. So I just want to encourage you that as we actually allow our heart and mind to be influenced by the ways of God and not of the world, our understanding of God's will for our lives will increase. Not only that, but we'll automatically start living more aligned with the kingdom, and our reactions will mirror those of Christ. So let's pray. God, we live in a world that bombards us with influences, a world that we so easily align with. But God, I thank you for your grace. God, that you gave Jesus as an example, and that you've given us the ability to change the direct trajectory of our lives. Help us to understand the ways that Jesus was influenced and how he used those influences to increase his influence and the influence that he had here on earth. God, I ask that you'd reveal to us how we can be proactively influenced in our journey towards you, and that even our reactions will express the kingdom of God. May your power move in and through us. And God, may you use us to influence both Kapiti and the world beyond.